Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was
FM Talk, Hire Me Nevada. Let me tell you, there is a job out there for everyone. And with the unemployment rate that we have now, even if you have a job, if you want a better job, it's out there for you as well. So I love this. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, is indeed your live and local FM Talk stations, but sometimes you just have to go national. Getting a retweet here that AOC praises Nancy Pelosi for her audacious paper ripping. Yeah. Again, we have short memories. Remember when Sinead O'Connor ripped up a picture of the Pope on a national stage? Well, it was SNL, but still, it went to the national stage. When you do something like that in front of the cameras, you can't lie about it. You can't say that you were misunderstood. You did it. You made sure to do it loudly. So the president standing in front of you heard it. Heard you doing it. Trust me, he already knows about all the knives that you throw behind his back, into his back. So the only thing that that did by Nancy Pelosi ripping up that speech, as Greg Gutfeld put it, I didn't know how great that speech was until Nancy Pelosi ripped it up. It was a great speech. Because it just shows how much he has gotten done. How many promises he has kept while the entire time from the night he was elected that he has been worked against. Not only by Democrats, but by Republicans as well. We hear that Mitt Romney is going to be speaking down on the Senate floor here not too long. And all I can think is, so? Mitt Romney probably believes, just my opinion, that he is some sort of crusader for truth and justice. I'm sure that that's what he keeps telling himself. But when you have a legal expert of the ilk and mind of Alan Dershowitz, who doesn't even like President Trump, who is a Democrat, explain to the Democrats how everything that they're doing right now is unconstitutional. It just goes to show that more and more on the left are getting elected that have probably never even read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They only get elected because they shout out to their constituents that I'm going to impeach that you know what. The only way they got elected was by saying, oh, he's racist and I'm going to get in there and clean things up. the only way they get elected is by screaming free education, free health care, not only but for you, but for those in the country illegally as well. We're going to tear down those border walls that were built. We're going to make sure we actually give you money. Isn't all of that money yours to begin with? Money that has been taken from you to give to others? I don't want to see any more of this higher education BS out there. I want to see more trade schools. I want to see more people being able to actually get a job. Not in Biden's mind, just learn how to code. Because we're doing away with mining, coal mining. It just shows you the agenda that the Democrats have set out for this country. And it is in by no means an agenda I want anything to do with. Why should we be investing our money in higher education when universities and colleges all across this country have millions upon millions upon millions, and if some case, billions, in endowments? You have professors that don't teach. They have teaching assistants. We have children that can't go to higher education and get that college degree. Well, basically because you're paying for pensions for people that don't even respect their profession enough to actually do it. While K through 12 suffers immensely. One of the highlights from the State of the Union last night was when President Trump pointed out that that little girl wanted to go to another school because she couldn't get the education that she wanted in a government-run public school. Because we have gone to the left in the education system. And not just by Barack Obama's hand, but by George Bush's hand and Bill Clinton's hand and George Bush before that. Because it was needed back then for the dumbing down of American children. They saw the world stage coming and they wanted to make it an even playing field. K through 12 is suffering now because of concerns about genders, concerns about bathrooms. Not dealing with bullies. Not dealing with the advancement of science and math. Or the tools needed. You know, the microscopes. The hands-on. Just give them an iPad. They can look it up. You can't look up what it feels like to take a little piece of skin off your finger and put it under a microscope and look at it. to poke your finger and get just a little bit of blood and put it on that slide and look at it, the physicality of it. Look it up on a laptop. Look it up on the computer. That's not how kids get excited. That's not how kids learn. That's not how they dream to move on to other things. That one little boy who wants to not just look up to the stars, but wants to look down on the earth. His grandpa, now at 100, being honored as a brigadier general. One of the last of the Tuskegee Airmen. It's about going on to new things. You have no idea what it would be like to be in a plane, to feel that force, that exhilaration from a computer. We are doing our kids such a disservice right now. And the left, that's all they want. We need to get kids excited about the future. In K through 12, not bureaucrats and so-called elected representatives getting excited about higher graduation rates. When those graduation rates are so substandard. When they keep just lowering the standards so kids can graduate so their numbers look good. That's when our kids just drop out. They didn't drop out of school. But now that they've graduated with a substandard education that they can't even go into college without having remedial classes, they drop out of society because they don't think there's anything greater out there for them. When actually there is. There's a lot out there. And it's not about coding. It's about living life to the fullest, achieving an American dream, buying a home, raising a family, and helping them achieve the education and the same for their future. You're not even going to be able to pick up a textbook from the years to come that even explain truth. Truth in history. Truth in capitalism. Truth in the Second Amendment. Truth in sexual orientation. In genders. What kind of world is that going to be? That's going to be a Democrat-controlled country. You saw that last night with the bitter looks on their faces from the State of the Union. The people, the socialists, who didn't even show up. We'll be back with more of your comments at Monica at 991fmtalk.com, 884-9910. And of course, more from Jerry Evans at Safari Club International, helping once again with the future to make sure that we have the beautiful beasts that we have out there.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is a historic day. That's right. It's the Monica Jay Show. That's not the historic part. That's, yeah. Oh, well. The historic part is we have got a vote coming down here very shortly. Should be about 1:30. Pretty sure that Tom Sullivan is going to be carrying it. The vote is going to be whether to convict or not convict President Donald J. Trump, 45, on two counts. Just hearing from the Senate floor that, well, I'm not really shocked. Senator Mitt Romney, who is still a little bit took us chapped from not being elected president and not being given a position in the administration of the current president, has just announced he is going to vote to convict. I'm not surprised. It's the Monica Jay Show, but it's about more than just me. We've got Jerry Evans, who is live at Safari Club International, and will be joining us here, hopefully.
Say when.
Just say when. Well, what have you been doing out on the floor that is interesting? Because I'm just shaking my head here. Did you hear about Romney?
I did. I got that text about 10 minutes ago. And let's see. Do you have that delay button? Can you put your finger on it?
No, you're a better man than that. No. We all know that he's a piece
yeah,
of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think one term in the Utah Senate and that's it. You know, carpetbag that whole thing anyway. He's from New Hampshire and Massachusetts, for God's sakes. Well, here's what I've been doing. Real quickly, I want to mention because Homer Brown of Hammer Down Adventures. Remember last year we gave away that Cast and Blast trip for six and sent them up to do the Snake River and Hell's Canyon and everything with Hammer
Down
Adventures?
Oh, yeah, that was huge.
Homer Brown is sitting right behind me. We're going to visit with him a little bit later on, and I believe we're going to do that again this year. In fact, I know for a fact we're going to do it again this year. Also, I wanted to mention, Monica, that if you've got any extra money, because I know how you like to spend time with good-looking men, has nothing to do with me. I'm talking about there's going to be a hunt auction. It's going to be a hunt with Donald Trump Jr. It's going to be auctioned off this Saturday. And I always take the time to not read things verbatim because I know the difference between Democrat and Democratic because I have a dictionary. One's an adjective, one's a noun. But So I will not read you that a hunting advocacy group, it is a hunting pro-rights group, is auctioning off an Alaskan hunting trip with Donald Trump Jr. and his son, and that's going to take place in Africa right now. Excuse me, not Africa, Alaska. It's listed as $10,000. That's the current bid. You can bid on it right up till Saturday night, but that will be auctioned off on Saturday night, and a spokesman for Trump Jr. declined to comment on the auction, and SCI could not immediately be reached for comment. Here's the comment. If you got a lot of money, you want to do the trip of a lifetime with the president's son and have a great time on a cruise boat in Alaska and hunt Sitka deer and other species, show up Saturday night, or you can bid online. Go to SCI.org, SafariClub.org, I should say.
So, I just want to know if Kimberly Guilfoyle is going to be there so I have someone to hang with.
You know, I'm hoping they wander by our broadcast booth here. I'm hoping we can kind of tie in the Fox News relationship and we can get them to jump on the air with us. You never know. But, yeah, That should be interesting. And so anyway, I wanted to mention that. And again, Hammer Down Adventures in Idaho, we'll have another trip to give away for that. Stay tuned to this radio station. And we mentioned that Katinia Safaris has said, come by their booth, 1373. They'll give you a special deal if you want to book a hunting trip for red stag, black buck, Patagonia ram, whatever you want to do. Talk to the guys, Matt and Nicholas Katinia, at Katinia Argentina Safaris, booth 1373. What booth are you in, Homer? 4209, Hammer Down Adventures. If you want to go down the Snake River or Hell's Canyon and cast and blast, which actually my son and his wife and the fetching Mrs. Evans did last year, right about the time I was in Utah. We teased this earlier, Monica, and so I'll do this real quick, which is that, you know, last year during the State of the Union speech, President Trump had some family members of the people whose family members were killed off of Zalesi Drive in Reno and recognized them. The fact that they had a family member killed by somebody that was welcomed to Reno as a welcoming city declared by Mayor Hillary Sheevy, he recognized them. My wife and I were sitting there watching the State of the Union last night, and President Trump recognized that blonde woman and her 13-year-old son, the Hake family. Henry, and understandably, he did not want to talk about that, but Henry was there when he was killed, and Henry is my son and our local sales manager here for the Evans Broadcast Company, and what he told me about him and whatnot, I can't repeat. But Henry actually attended a pre-deployment party with that boy when he was just a toddler. So it's funny how it kind of hits home, and it was kind of shocking to hear that. Henry did not have a good night. That brought back some very bad memories, and I respect his wishes not to talk about it, and I won't any further than to say that I'm glad that President Trump recognized them, and as well as the other guys, the border agent, the Tuskegee Airmen, and all that, and then only to be not wrecked, but full blown insanity on display by the woman who destroyed government property by ripping up that speech and ripping up government property that referenced those particular individuals that were recognized. Imagine how you would feel if you were Chris Hake's wife and saw her do that. That's what the left is. That's what the current Democrat Party, and I'll qualify that and be as nice as I can by saying that's the elected Democrat, because I can't imagine that there are too many Democrats themselves that are still aligned with that party that would have thought that that was appropriate.
Well, imagine her sitting there looking out in the gallery and seeing all those people sitting on their hands and not even applauding the sacrifice that he and her family gave. So, Jerry, we will be back
with you. The great news that he talked about.
Yeah.
You know, about the economy and the country and everything.
Yep. Everything. We'll be back with you at 11, say 50 or so, so you can help us wrap up the show. But right now, it's time for one of those aforementioned Fox affiliates, Fox News Radio Update, here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada, not just Washoe County, not just Douglas or Carson or anything like that. It concerns us all. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you want to send me an email and you don't want to be on air, maybe somebody will recognize your voice. 884-9910, just in case. We are running short of time, but I definitely want to get these two things out. Just got an email from Barney. I listened to the State of the Union address twice last night. I recorded it myself so I could go back and see things. I thought it was great. I heard nothing divisive in anything he said. I also watched the people in the audience and was appalled by the total disrespect for not only the president, but for the office of the president. Yeah, what were those women standing up and shouting and chanting? I listened to that like four times and I could not make out what they were blowing about. Pelosi needs to be censured or removed from office. She is the most divisive person in the entire Congress. I don't know if I'd say that. I think Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are right up there. Damn, I'm pissed about the Democrats' conduct. Thank you for that, Barney. I appreciate it. This is very interesting. Jim just sent me a link to the website of Senator Mitt Romney in the United States Senate, because he was just down on the Senate floor announcing that when 1 o'clock our time rolls by, he will vote to convict 45. And I guess Collins is wavering now as well. But if you go to Senator Romney's site, like this wasn't done on purpose, website temporarily unavailable due to maintenance. Normal service will return soon. United States Senate. Uh-huh. Do you think that it's really due to scheduled maintenance in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday? No. That's to keep out the voices of the American people. It's to keep you out from going onto the senators' pages and telling them what pieces of, I'll clean it up, garbage they are. When just two decades ago they said that there should never, ever be a partisan impeachment. And yet here they turn around and do it themselves. The exact same people. I'd say that was hypocrisy. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly from California this morning. Kelly, what did you think of that speech last night?
Oh, I thought it was so awesome, and I got rid of my television back in the early 1990s so that I could go to school and be a doctor, and so I didn't get to see it, but that's okay. I think that Nancy Pelosi should be sponsored by Polygrip, and she ought to think about securing her dentures.
Yeah, she was doing a lot of
clackety-clack.
Yeah, little mouth movement there. So, Kelly, thank you so much for becoming a doctor and doing what you do and being so supportive of, you know, the president as well. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Monty calling in. Monty, what would you would you like to make a comment about the speech last night, or what would you like to talk about, Monty? Monty, are you there? Well, I think we got a little technical difficulty going on there, but, you know, it is just, it's amazing. Oh, Monty, I got
yeah,
you now.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
All right. Our senators put something on the news last night that really bothered me. They said that Trump said, you know, Nevada's hard impact. We have no economy or anything else. And I wanted to make a statement of, Tesla, let's talk about Panasonic, let's talk about Google bringing that big plant up by Silver Springs. let's talk about the stuff that's happening around Fermi, Reno. When I was in Vegas, there was a crane on top of every building, and them cranes were moving. So what did I miss?
Yeah, it was the whole, it was the Democrat response as well. They said something about Governor Sisolak, and I'm just like, you're psycho. You know, you're the thing she didn't mention was people are also putting out a recall for Governor Sisolak because they are so.
I did call the TV station and told them that. I said, you know, I don't know why she bit off on that because there is a recall out there and he will be going.
You know, it's crazy, Monty. Monty, I got to let you go. I got another call coming in, but thank you for calling in today. Tim McGivney is joining us right now. There is a media tour going on of 4th Street, and I want to know how it's going. Tim, what's going on down there?
Oh, well, if this is what the lefties are calling compassion, to just leave everyone alone and let them stay in this sort of environment, they got some derangement issues themselves. This is hundreds of tents down here, starting at Record Street where the shelters are, the overflow, and it's all on city property where they're allowing them, right by the no trespassing City of Reno signs posted on the fences, to extend down to the Wells overpass. And the live train was coming through 5 feet away from people stumbling around and screaming and yelling on the tracks. It's not a safe situation. It's not compassion. And we're bringing awareness to it.
Did anybody from the media groups show up today?
Well, Monica, the answer to that is no. All of them said, a couple of them were interested and asked what we would be handing out. And I think once they found out who we were and that we wouldn't be handing out anything to enable people to continue committing suicide and dying on the streets, they weren't interested. They're interested in one story, and that's the one that fits the agenda of we need more and more government to get in here and save the day.
Yeah,
and since that's not our take on it, they're not interested in covering it.
It's all about the left's agenda of just more government and people being on government subsidies, welfare, everything like that. So, Tim, Quality of Life Reno, you can find out more at QOL-Reno.org. Hopefully you have an update for everybody and some photos, because that's the story. A picture is worth a thousand words.
We got some photos and did a live, actually. We did a short live showing it, so it'll be on our QOL Reno Facebook page.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Tim McGivney and Quality of Life Reno, for all you do.
Thanks, Monica.
We're going to take a quick break here in just a second, but this just reiterates the fact that if you truly care about people, you do not let them live like this. And friends, don't let friends vote Democrat. We'll be back to wrap up the show here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk right after this.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The Monica Jay Show. I do want to bring you an update on the recall of Governor Sisolak. There has been one teeny tiny setback, and the petition will not be coming out this Saturday. Because of what's going on with the Secretary of State's office and getting the rules out and making sure that all of the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, the petition is now scheduled to be on the streets. The letter of intent is coming out on Friday the 14th. By the way, happy Valentine's Day, Governor Sisolak. We've got a great gift for you. Letter of intent will be handed to the governor on February 14th. The petitions will come out February 15th. Hitting the streets, being in all the designated locations, and I will bring you the absolute latest on that. The paperwork is going through, and you know what? It just goes to show it's not your process anymore. It's the government's process. Corin Lewandowski on Twitter, Mitt Romney, a.k.a. Pierre Delecto, will always be remembered as the candidate who choked when it mattered most. He begged for at real Donald Trump to endorse him. We now know he will be a one-term senator. Unfortunately, he's still got another 4 years in there to do the damage that he does. Let's go to Safari Club International and check in with our very own Jerry Evans, who is standing by to give us some information on, you know, how you can attend, like the days, the times that the doors open up, the times that the doors close, so everybody can get in there and see what they want to see. And you better take more than one day because there's a lot of stuff to see. Jerry, where are you? Are you at the convention center?
Concourse A. The main entrance, basically picture the Atlantis, go into the convention center from the Atlantis, walk down the hall just before you go into the big exhibit hall, which I'm not sure what the name of that is, number two or whatever. We're right in Concourse A. Stop by, say hi. Password for a special $35 cost of admission on Friday and Saturday is Pierre Delecto. And I'm kidding.
That might actually get you thrown out.
Yeah. What a piece of work. What a bitter. And people should look into that. The things that he actually tweeted under Pierre Delecto, that he was so cool and so on. Man, what a phony human being. And to think that was our choice back in 08. Yeah. That was our choice at the Republican Party, who just maybe be getting a grasp on where the American people are. Don't need a John McCain or a Mitt Romney or a Bob Dole.
Look at the job that Mike Pompeo is doing as Secretary of State. Secretary of State is the position that Mitt Romney wanted in the Trump administration. Could you imagine where we would be right now if that had happened?
We'd be sitting down, maybe negotiating with Iran and the Suleiman. Was that the guy that they?
Soleimani,
Soleimani is that's the guy that basically got wiped out. Anyway, hey, listen, real quickly, 10 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. If you're not a member, consider joining. It's not that much, $55 last year. I'll double check the prices. Become a member of an organization that does one thing and does it better than anybody: protects the right to hunt. They're at the Supreme Court, they're at your state court, on and on. We're going to speak to the litigation counsel, the new litigation counselor for Safari Club International, a little bit later on today. Join the organization, and if you want to find out more, it's only going to cost you $35 with a valid Nevada hunting or fishing license this Friday or Saturday. Do consider joining as well. Basically 10 to 5 on the showroom, and then there are evening banquets. Donald Trump Jr., the keynote speaker this Saturday night, that is sold out, and it's been sold out for a while. Still tickets for the Beach Boys, still expecting them to show up and sing, as well as to the Charlie Daniels Band, all going on in Reno this week as part of the Safari Club International 48th Annual Hunters Convention here in Reno.
Hey, you talk about all the celebrities and celebrity sightings. Do you think we might actually see the real outdoor man down there on the floor, Tim Allen?
I've never seen Tim Allen down here. Now, anybody that watches hunting or fishing shows on television would be able to see those people and recognize those people, women and men. And like I said, I was standing by a door once. George Bush Sr. walked in. Schwarzkopf has been wandering the halls before. And again, I find most hunters to be pretty when a lot of people like to get their attention, but I find most of them to be very nice people. We all like to, what's that sign say? Liars welcome here. there you go for the hunters. So like to chat hunting with just about everybody.
It was this and we're big.
Doing that. Yeah, exactly. And don't forget Catania Safaris, Argentina, booth 1373. Go by and let them know that you heard about them on the radio station. They'll cut you some kind of a special deal. They might throw in an extra animal if you want to get down to Argentina and do some hunt at a very beautiful lodge. And man, fantastic food, that Argentina beef I've heard about, and the Argentina wine. You could enjoy that with friends and family and loved ones and enjoy them. Go by, say hi. Special deal. Hammer Down Outfitters, we're giving away another six-person cast and blast trip. Homer Brown is in booth 4100-something, and we'll visit with him on air before the week is out as well.
All right, and we'll check back.
We'll be watching and listening for the vote, right? 1 o'clock.
That's right, 1 o'clock. And make sure that you stop by, if you're going down the convention center, you stop by and shake the man, the hand, or you can shake him too, shake the man of the hand who makes it possible for you to have live and local FM talk. And that's Jerry Evans, Evans Broadcasting. Because you know what? Without him, it's just all the corporate stuff. It's not really anybody out there letting you have a voice. So, Jerry, thanks.
Yeah,
we'll talk to
bring
you.
Bring some money with you, too. Help Jerry's kids is the way I always say.
Just remember, I'm one of Jerry's kids now. So, yes, do that indeed. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. It's live and local, 10 to noon every day. And we'll be talking about those votes as well. See if Susan Collins actually slips by the wayside. It'll be interesting to see, once all is said and done, who is actually a real Republican. It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Right now, it's time for Fox News Business Update. You have a great Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow.